we say it all the time in America. In fact, we look at it very closely right now during presidential elections. We ask ourselves, who's going to support Israel? Which person, if they're elected, is going to stand by Israel? And if you ask 95% of people, they wouldn't be able to answer you, why? Why should we care about Israel? Why should we care about the nation? Why should we care about those people? And I'll contend with you that we ought to have affections for Israel because God has affections for Israel. And we ought not be done with Israel because God is not done with Israel. That's why we ought to stand by them and support them, because we know that the times of the Gentiles is coming to a close, and there will come a day, and it draws near, where God is done with the time of the Gentiles and the fullness of the Jews will be brought in. Notice what Paul says in Romans 11:25. He says, lest you be wise in your own sight. Don't get proud about this, Gentiles. Lest you be wise in your own sight. I do not want you to be unaware of this mystery, brothers. A partial hardening has come upon Israel until, that's the same language, isn't it? Until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Those days are drawing to a close. And it may be in our lifetime that those days draw to a close. Should you have affections for Israel? Should you have a heart for Israel? Yes, because God does. Should you be done with Israel? No, because God is not done with Israel. We ought to pray that their eyes be opened. We ought to pray that the Jews would turn to the Lord that they crucified and would receive him as Savior. Because again, we look forward to the day when Jesus returns. And when he returns, he will judge the earth based on its faith. Each person's faith in Christ.